Alaska Railroad spokesman Tim Sullivan says there are still a few tasks remaining before the state hands the bridge over to the Army in early August.
Our contractors and folks out there are in the process of doing cleanup, and we're getting ready to be able to turn the bridge over and make it so that the military can have access over there to their training area.
Project Director Mark Peterber says the contractor, Kiewit Infrastructure West, has some final work to do on the bridge before it can dismantle the construction camp that it built on the east side of the Tanana for the project.
We've still got quite a bit of infrastructure, and all that has to still be dismantled and removed, and you can't really do that until everything else is done.
Peterber says those final tasks include reinforcing the bridge structure on which railroad tracks would be laid during the second phase of the overall project, which is known as the Northern Rail Extension. About 9 miles of tracks also would be built during Phase 2 that would run from a point near Moose Creek to the bridge. Phases 3 and 4 would extend the tracks southward from the west side of the Tanana River to training ranges around Fort Greeley. But Sullivan says those follow-on projects are up in the air right now because money is tight for both the state and federal government.
The time frame at this point is completely dependent upon funding. With budget situations are as they are for the military and the state, it's tougher and tougher for projects to find the support that they need to get done.
The federal government contributed $105 million toward the $190 million bridge, but Army officials said in November they hadn't even come up with funding to build trails and roads on the west side of the new bridge. Sullivan says the railroad estimates Phase 2 will cost somewhere between $60 million and $100 million. Tammy Wilson, who represents the North Pole area in the legislature, said Friday she couldn't say when the state might come up with money for Phase 2. Doug Isaacson, a former North Pole mayor who now also represents the area in the legislature, says the uncertainty over funding and the Alaska Railroad's own budget problems make this the ideal time to rethink the whole idea of the Northern Rail Extension.
What we have to do right now is we have to look at revenue streams. Since we started construction, a lot has happened with the railroad. A lot of has happened with our state economy.
Isaacson says it makes more sense to extend the rail belt to the north to help develop oil and mineral resources along the Dalton Highway. He says that would enable the financially strapped railroad to recover some of the revenues it lost when Flint Hills shut down its North Pole refinery.
I'm very much in favor of going south, but let's do it as it becomes economic to pay for that. And it may very well be economic, but maybe not as economic as going north. First connect that, then the railroad has more revenues to be able to make the connection south.
Isaacson says he'll be talking with the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce's Transportation Committee on Thursday morning about his idea to put the Northern Rail Extension project back on track with tracks that head north. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.